tell us about this building we're looking at.
Well, this building was built sometime in the 50s, and I came here in 1960, and we formed a band called the Dukes. Now, this El Dorado Club, or either Dance Land, this was a Dukes band home place. Although we would go out and play other places, but this was home place, so we always came back here. We play on Friday and Saturday nights. It was a pretty famous club, and it's a lot of famous musicians played at this club. Number one, it was Jerry Butler. And number two was Sonny Boy Williams. Number three, Ike and Tina Turner was here. Also, Bobby Marchand, he was a famous singer. William Bell, who put out the song "You Don't Miss Your Water Till the Well Run Dry," he played here. And also the famous Jimi Hendrix. This was his last place that he performed in Murfreesboro, as far as I know of.
Now, tell us about the night Jimmy walked in, because that was kind of a special night for you.
Well, when Jimmy walked in, we didn't know who he was. So when he came in, we noticed he had a guitar, and he was packing a Fender Stratocaster. And so he walked in, and he was looking at us. We were playing. We had a packed house. We were playing. And he signaled to me, because I was kind of like a MC, too. Being a saxophone player, I was like an MC. So he signaled to us, "Can I sit in?" And we said, "Yeah, come on up," you know. And when he said, "Can I sit in?" I looked at my guitar player, which was Horace Beatty. He's deceased now. And I signaled to him, "Well, he's going to cut your throat." And Horace said, shook his head, "Uh-uh." But when Jimmy unleashed, he got up on the stage, and we were just playing regular rock and roll. We didn't play the stuff that Jimmy played before he died, that hard rock type stuff. But Jimmy got up there, and man, let me tell you, when he unleashed, he really got down on that guitar. He was playing with his teeth. He was playing with his guitar back behind his head, and the crowd just went wild. So that was Jimi Hendrix.
And the name of this club is what now?
The El Dorado Club, and a lot of people call it Dance Land.